Last week we had the controversial story of cornhole cheating. Remember that? The question of the bean bags, of whether or not they were being properly utilized for those who are competing in the cornhole championships. Well, we have a better cornhole story for you this morning. And it comes from this past weekend. I don't recall it getting a lot of attention. Maybe it's because it happened during halftime of the big football game between the University of Georgia and the University of Tennessee. You're with your morning team on WSW. It's 6:22, by the way. You're with Charlie and Denise and Pat here. We'll put this up on our morning team page in case you want to witness it, but I'll show it to you here. Apparently, an ESPN announcer was competing in cornhole, Marty Smith, and he threw a Guinness World Record longest cornhole throw, 76 feet.
Wow.
Wow.
And here's what it looks like from the ESPN perspective.
Hey. Let's see the replay. Let's take it to the replay.
Here. Doink.
No doubt.
Dunked it.
Yeah. You're right. Right.
That's impressive.
Wow.
Dunked it.
Has there ever been a moment in your life that's going
to
top this?
Listen to this.
I have three children I love dearly.
I've been married
to my beautiful wife, Lainey, for 23 years. And I adore them all so much, but there is nothing that I've ever experienced that created the euphoria.
Hey, I got it.
Yes. The 76-foot record cornhole toss is now the biggest achievement in his life, beating out being married and having kids. I think he was having a little fun with the moment.
I would think so.
Marty Smith, ESPN announcer, 76 feet. That's a record made to be broken with all the cornhole players out there.
Clutch, too, to do that on live television.
Yes. And again, during the halftime of the big football game between Tennessee and Georgia, too. I mean, that's pressure. That's pressure.